This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
What's up, you guys? It is me, Zoe G, on another episode of 180 Degrees. I'm going to be with you guys until 8 o'clock tonight. Unfortunately, I will be alone. Inga is not currently in studio, but hopefully she'll be joining us a little bit later. That's going to be really, really fun. And as you guys know, if you listened last week, but if you didn't, that's okay, because I'm going to tell you now. Amadeen is currently now in Murraysburg. She's going to start her new journey as a domineer in Graaf Reinet next year. We wish her all the best, but if you guys would like to send a message in now and I can relay that to her, you can WhatsApp us at 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. Now, we have such a fun-packed show for you guys today. Oh my goodness, we have a fun What's Down in Cape Town, a groovy movie that's especially close to me. I mean, aren't they all? We have an interesting Bible quiz. And yeah, we also have a happy health tip that I think you guys might really, really benefit from. We are also going to be talking to Mama Kay, a pillar in the Nigerian society in South Africa. She's done so many fun things. I don't think you guys want to miss this interview. I mean, like, I wouldn't if I were you. Unfortunately, we won't be on Facebook Live today, but if you do miss this show or you can't stay for the interview, you can tune in on Wednesday. The podcast of this episode will be up on our website, www.kpulpit.co.za. Now, I'm just going to tell you guys about my weekend because, oh my goodness, for the first time in a couple of weeks, I've had a free weekend. My exams are over. Third year is over. I'm ready to enjoy December, you guys. If you want to let me know how your weekend and your December is going so far, please WhatsApp me, the radio station, at 081-729-1657. Alternatively, if you have those airtime, because we do not take free SMSs, unfortunately, you can send us an SMS at 379-88. Now, as you guys are getting your phones away to type to us and tell us about your weekend, please enjoy Keep Me in the Moment by Jeremy Camp. Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town.
Now, welcome to the What's Down in Cape Town section of the show. You've got me, Zoe G, on the air, and I am joined by my fantastical co-host, Inga Stoffels, on Zoom. How are you doing, Inga?
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. I'm excited and happy to be here with you guys.
Oh my gosh, I miss you so much. It's so weird not looking across the table and like seeing you. Of course, socially distanced, that's why.
Yeah. Very distant.
Very much so. So we're going to go straight on into the What's Down in Cape Town section of the show. We've got a few fun things planned out for you guys. And as you know, it is December. Most of you guys are in your holidays like I am, and you want to do a whole bunch of fun things. So I'm going to start off with the Cape Point Shipwreck and Lighthouse Tour. This tour starts out on the Slankorp Lighthouse, which is apparently South Africa's tallest cast iron lighthouse. It then goes into the Cape of Good Hope Nature Reserve, which has more than two lighthouses, as well as the shipwreck of the SS Thomas T. Tucker, which was an American Liberty ship that ran ground in 1942. So you've got a bit of history there, you guys. This tour finishes up at the Penguin Colony at the Boulders Beach, and you can take along a camera or maybe just your iPhone. Your smartphone cameras are so good, you guys, to enjoy the scenic views you will see. Please remember that some fitness is needed, as this tour is a walking one. You can check out their website for more information as well as some more tours, and that website is capepointroute.co.za. I repeat, capepointroute.co.za. Next, we have hot air ballooning. This is something I have wanted to do for quite some time. It sounds very interesting. I almost bought something like this for my Sims to do because I'm just so intrigued. And I felt like if I couldn't do it, at least my Sims could get to enjoy a nice fun hot air balloon.
I think I remember you mentioning this.
Yeah, it's something that's really, really fun. And I think it could be very interesting. Cape Town is a really, really fun city, actually. But yeah, so it's kind of expensive, but it's worth it. It's not going to be on your Tuesday evening ritual. You know, every Tuesday we just go on the hot air balloon. So we looked for some more affordable options that you can save for and enjoy before, you know, anything else happens. This is the most affordable option, the one we have, for those of you who don't mind splurging a bit more. This ticket is for the weekday, and it is stunning since it is in the Winelands. It costs, you know, a measly 2.9, you know, just pocket change. I'm joking. That's quite a bit of money. And if you are able to afford that, then I think you should. It sounds like it would be a great experience. This ticket.
I was going to say, I love your pocket change.
Oh my gosh. If anything, I know how to front. This ticket includes drinks and snacks on arrival, as well as a 1 hour balloon flight, post flight sparkling wine, and a farm style breakfast. It's important to note that this is not a private flight and there will be other guests on the balloon, but I'm sure they will be socially distanced. Everyone will have masks. Sanitizer will be available just like that. So I feel like you don't need to be too worried about it. It happens at sunrise, so you will have to get up nice and early. And the flight actually might be canceled because of weather. However, we are in summer, y'all. So I don't foresee that really happening. But yeah, those are some fun things you guys might want to consider doing now that we are in the December holidays. If you do any of these things, you can tell us at our WhatsApp line, which is 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. Now let's go on straight into the groovy movie section of the show. And this one, for me, it's a bit personal.
Zoe on 180 Degrees. Rudy.
Hey.
I walk by it up at it bamboo.
Boom.
Time to watch the movies.
Now we are in the groovy movie section of the show, you guys. Now this week's groovy movie section of the show was inspired by the fact that the main stars of this movie actually, and this might give it away if you have a Netflix account.
Zoe.
But you know, if you don't like me, you might not know. But if you do, I might just be handing you the answer just like that. They recently got roasted quite well, might I add. Like, everyone who was on the panel really did their homework. I was like, man, y'all are getting cooked out there. But before I give it away, because I'm not going to do that this year. It's been a whole year. It's been 3 years. I've changed. I'm not the same person I was in the beginning of 2021. I don't give answers away. I'm just going to play it for you guys. And if you have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, and I really, really, really hope you do, please WhatsApp us. The answer being the name of the movie. If you want to be fancy, you can even do the name of the song. And you can WhatsApp that to 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. 1657. I'll get your phones out, get Shazam out, because this one might be easy for certain people. But yeah, we'll see about that one.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
So we just listened to Boldly I Approach Your Throne by Rend Collective, and it was quite a nice song, you guys. I really enjoy their music. Before we listened to them, we listened to a song that formed part of this week's groovy movie, and I, like I said before, I'm so excited. I loved this movie growing up. It was featured in a roast, so I'm just going to give you guys the answer just like that. This week's groovy movie was introducing me from Camp Rock, not one, but Camp Rock 2. In my opinion, we deserved another one. To all of you guys who guessed correctly, give yourselves a pat on the back. You know, good cinema, you probably have a Netflix account and know that the Jonas Brothers were roasted recently and roasted to a crisp, might I add. But yeah, let's go on.
I think I genuinely need to watch that.
Oh, you must. It's hilarious. It is. Oh, wow. Even their wives came on and roasted them. It was fantastic. But yeah, let's go on straight into the interview section of the show. Now, I am so beyond excited to announce today's guest, Mrs. Kemi Akiode Adebayo, also known as Mama K. She is a woman who has quite an introduction. She is a social entrepreneur. She makes community efforts that expose talented children in areas who may not necessarily have the opportunity to get exposure for their talent. She is a community builder, active in the Nigerian community. She's a solution finder, a problem solver. She runs an online talk show. She runs a school. She is literally, she should be everyone's hero, in my humble opinion. So I would just like to say good evening, Mama Kay. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good evening, Zoe. Good evening, Inga, and to your listeners on Radio K-Poplit. I'm so excited about this, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your show, The 180 Degrees. I've already enjoyed it so far.
Oh my goodness, the pleasure is honestly all ours, Mama Kay. So I'd like to ask, what exactly is a social entrepreneur?
Okay, the thing is, it means a lot of things to various people, and people get confused about it. It's something that's been in existence for a long time. To me personally, how I will describe it is, being a social entrepreneur means you help to solve social problems, and thereby you're making positive impacts to the people and the communities you serve. Interestingly, our slogan at Bold Moves Africa is impacting lives positively. So in today's society, social enterprises can either be for profit or non-profit, or it could be a mix of both, because at the end of the day, you need to think, what is important for you? What drives you? Is it about the impact you want to make? It is about the money, you know, and so on. And, you know, with what is happening around us now, people are thinking in different ways. So social enterprises have existed for a long time, and being a social entrepreneur has existed as well for a long time. But just people don't know about it. So I'm glad I've been given the opportunity to share about it.
Awesome, awesome. And I would just like to ask, how did you get into this line of work?
That's a very, very interesting one. I know it might sound like a cliche, you know, where I say it's a calling upon my life, basically to try and serve, to reconcile and to love people wherever I find myself in the world. I've lived in various continents, and, you know, wherever I find myself, I try and, you know, do what I do, what I love doing. So I strongly believe that the line of work actually chose me, irrespective of how I felt, what I know, what I have, and more. So it's been a long journey. I've been doing this for the past 30 years or thereabout. I started in the UK and now in South Africa.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's amazing. I would like to ask you, because you sound very passionate about what you do, so I'm sure this is going to be a very loaded question, but what is the best part about what you do, you know, in social entrepreneurship? You have a heart for the community, but is there like also a specific story or day when, after the day was over, you really looked at yourself and you're like, man, I'm so blessed that I get to work in this field?
Yeah, I think it's a very, very good question, Zoe. For me personally, it's about seeing people happy and motivated, you know, and having given them hope, you know, despite the circumstances, you know, that they might have, which most of the time is not ideal. So the work I do takes a lot, you know, in terms of energy, time, resources, you know, and everything. And sometimes one feels, okay, are you actually making a difference? Is it working? And sometimes it's even difficult to measure the impact, which you're supposed to do anyway. But how do you quantify seeing, you know, a smile on the face of a young child in school? How do you, you know, quantify seeing a woman who, you know, you've just given her hope, you know, in terms of, oh, okay, you can do this, you can learn, you know, how to sew, you can learn how to beat, you can do this. So the, for me, seeing the smile, you know, and the fact that, yes, we cannot make everybody happy or keep that smile, but the ones that we can, we work on. So that is what, for me, you know, motivates me. And that, and it's the best part, you know, of what you're doing. Because at the end of the day, you could have people who, you know, have been going through a lot in their life, that they've been given so much hope and there's so much happening. But when you see them feel, wow, you helped make a difference, that for me, you know, is what a community builder is about.
Sure. That is really, really awesome. And it really shows your heart behind it, you know? And I just wanted to ask you regarding the work you do, what is your vision and your mission?
Okay. Our mission at Boldmoves Africa is to do our best. I'll just stress that do our best possibly in reducing poverty.
Yeah.
Because I know poverty, you know, is a big one. So yeah. It's to reduce poverty. We're not claiming we want to eradicate it, but we're saying we want to reduce it. And at the same time, to promote peace, you know, through all cultures, through our educational, our entrepreneurship, our arts, media and community initiatives. Then our overall vision, which is huge, but you never know, it's called a vision, is to have, you know, an African continent where no one is living in poverty.
Yeah.
All youth are educated, employed, or even running their own business. And all women as well are empowered, and all communities are enriched and living in peace across all cultures. So we work with mostly young people, with women and communities. So that's our vision and mission, which we're working on, and we continue to work on it.
Wow, that is a massive vision, but I feel like it's so achievable, you know? Like, you are, I don't know how this is going to sound, but Africa is a continent that is riddled with poverty, so you are at least in the right place. And I think you guys can really do that, because we often don't talk about the fact that there is so much talent in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America, but they don't have access to the ability to actually develop their talents. And it makes it seem as if these continents, these third world countries, are just like poor and have nothing to offer. And that's really not the case. And to see women like you going out of your way to like actually empower these people so that they can do more and help the community in South Africa. I'm sure you're familiar with this because you are, you know, in South Africa and based here. But Ubuntu is just such a strong philosophy that I personally really prescribe to and believe in. I think that we really are because others aren't. You know, no man is an island. So this is really beautiful work that you're doing.
And I'd like thank you. Oh, we keep doing our best.
And you know what? That's more than enough. That is more than enough. I would like to ask you if you could tell us a little bit more about your online talk show, you know, the name, the content, where people can stream in to find it.
Okay, right. Our online talk show is actually called Impact Africa. We're still not moving away from that word impact. So it was first broadcasted this year, February. Although we had a lot of preparation last year during the height of COVID-19. And to be honest, it was actually started out of the need to have conversations and share the stories of amazing and diverse individuals, organizations, and businesses who work in the grassroots and who are impacting lives positively. So the program actually helped provide a unique opportunity to recognize, celebrate, interact, inspire, promote, network, exchange ideas, and a lot more. And in addition, it gives people hope, you know, and an inspiration to youth, women, and communities. So we actually broadcast twice a week through the two platforms at the moment. We use YouTube and Facebook. Every Monday is a special series, which is like today, where we focus on different things, you know, from issues related to health, youth, business, talent. Like today's program was on social justice, you know, and we interviewed a pastor and an activist. And then every Friday we focus on gender series where randomly we work on the local people, you know, in Cape Town and South Africa, where we, you know, share their stories. So as of last week, we actually had 26 episodes, a special series, and then 44 broadcasts as a general series. So we're hoping to start our series 2 in 2022. So far, so good, Zoe. We've had a lot of very positive feedback. We get people calling, saying, wow, you've inspired us based on, you know, the guests that we've been speaking to. And for me as well, it's been very humbling, you know, just being able to hear the stories of some of the people who are contributing, you know, to their communities, who are, most of the time, nobody knows them. They're unsung heroes, I think. So this show is just giving that opportunity. And that was one of the good things for us from COVID. This allowed us, you know, to focus more on that. And with digital growth that we have as well. It's open, you know, all over the world. So we get listeners from as far as Australia, wow, in the US and everywhere who call and say, wow, you know, you've inspired me. I'm in the guests, you know, that share the story. So we've had people share stories of adversity, of business success, of their relocation, of their talent. So it's quite diverse. So young, old, South Africans, non-South Africans, teachers, counselors. So yeah, it's been a very, 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 you know, for me personally, it's been a humbling one, because it just shows how, you know, the little one can do, can, and like you said earlier, you know, the fact about Ubuntu, you know, how no man is an island, one person depends on the other.
Sure. And this sounds so exciting and so amazing, you know, just listening to everything that you've been involved in and everything that you actually do in your line of work. It sounds like all those moments, like there was one question where we asked, what is the best part? And it's almost like there are so many nice parts. But can you tell us, like, being in your line of work, what are some of the challenges that you face?
Have you got the touch? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. For me, we face a lot of challenges, to be honest. I'll list some of them, but I try and not focus too much on the challenges, because sometimes, you know, it could be depressing where, you know, it could allow you to give up, or it could allow you to, how do we get through today? So some of the challenges we're facing includes things like finding the right people or the right organization who are on the same page with us, you know, knowing what we're about and whereby is about what we each can bring on the table to try and make sure, you know, we both follow our individual visions or mission and be able to, you know, impact the community. Then things like, for me personally as well, one of the big one is, because of the communities we work with, not being able to meet the needs of everybody due to lots of constraints in terms of finance, you know, where somebody now, you know, can't go to a show. I'll give you an example. Maybe a young person who is, because we support a lot of young talent, you know, people who sing, people who do poetry. So, and they can't even go because they don't even have money for transport. And, you know, sometimes we manage to give them and sometimes we can't. So, you know, not being able to satisfy everybody's needs, mostly due to finance. But we find clever ways, you know, as well to do that. Then for me, managing the paperwork and administrative duties, because sometimes you face a lot of red tapes. You know, sometimes you wonder, is this really necessary? You're only trying to do good and to put back. But then you face so much red tape, you know, in different aspects. But, you know, like I said, I try not to focus too much on the negatives or the challenges, but take each day, you know, as, because without challenges, you won't have opportunities. So we try and take each challenge, you know, in a positive way to say, okay, this is the problem we have. How do you go about it? Okay, this one we can solve. This one we can solve. And we move.
That is really good. Thank you for, you know, telling us that. Because I often am a person who, I genuinely focus on a lot of negative things. I like to mask it as being a realist, but it's really not true. But you, you are very correct in saying that. And thank you. I feel like you've really imparted a lot of knowledge for the young people listening on air, also to myself as a young person. And yeah, I feel like we have a lot to learn from older people. They have a lot to teach us. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. I would just like to ask you two final questions, actually, but I will give Inga this next one. But I would like to ask if you have any plans for 2022.
Right. To continue to strive more for excellence in all that we do in the community projects that we do. Because yes, you know, as we grow and develop, we need to focus more on excellence. How do we develop as well? And then I think the second one is to develop our social enterprises so as to try and generate more income and allow us to do more because, you know, with COVID, there's been a lot of influence where donors are not coming. So we need to find ways, you know, creative ways to be able to do the projects we're doing. So, yeah, those are the two key things.
That is exciting. I'm so ready for 2022 and to have you on our show again in the next year. Before you go, I would just like to ask, do you have any advice for anyone who wants to follow in your impressive footsteps?
Ooh, I don't know how impressive. Narrow it down to a few things, which has worked for me. To follow your dreams, you need to find a way to stay humble. You need to stay focused. You need to, you know, give up yourself, your time, your skills, even money, you know, because sometimes we feel, I don't have money or I can't give, but the little you can give, you don't know how much difference it can make to somebody's life. You need to do what you love doing, and, you know, and everything else will fall into place. Find mentors to walk your journey with you and mentor others as well. So pay back, network, you know, with people, stay relevant, keep developing yourself, and I'll still say strive for excellence.
Wow, that really is very relevant advice, Mama Kay. Thank you. Especially the one about dreams, because I feel like my generation specifically, sometimes they tend to give up, you know, like you, when you're younger, you're so idealistic. You have these massive dreams and then you kind of grow up and give up a little bit on things. But hearing from someone...
And I would also I'd just like to add that the mentor part is very important. You need someone you can be accountable to and someone you can learn from. So that is really a very important point.
Thank you. And it's been a great pleasure as well. I've really enjoyed myself. It's been short and I definitely look forward to being back in 2022. And I wish you guys all the best. Keep doing the best you can. You are the voice for the young people. And keep striving for excellence yourself. Yeah.
Oh, thank you
so much.
Thank you so much, Mama Kay. We can't wait to have you back on in the new year.
Pleasure. God bless you.
God bless you too. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Will do.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, Inga. What an interview.
Zoe, I am speechless. Wow.
Same. I'm really excited that we had her on, especially to talk to the youth about like following their dreams. And she is such an influential woman. Yes. To have a woman like that give you that advice, it really means a lot, because you can see that she has actually done it. It's worked in her favor. And wow. I'm still in awe at this. Yes.
We're actually so blessed, you know, to have her come on our show and to actually just share these things. And I just want to encourage the listeners that if you have maybe missed this interview, you can always re-listen to it on our podcast, right?
Yes. Or if you want to send
it. You can always re-listen.
Yeah. Or if you want to send it to someone in particular you think might need this inspiration, you can send them the link, which you can find at www.capepulpit.co.za. You'll find the podcast button. You can just scroll down to 180 degrees and it'll be there. It'll be up on Wednesday. You guys are going to want to re-listen to this one. The re-listen value is
definitely
limitless. Yes.
I'm about to share this link on all my statuses.
Same. Now let's just head on into the mystery Bible quiz.
Matteus 6 vers 26. Kyk na die wilde voëls. Hulle saai nie en hulle oes nie. En hulle maak nie in skure by mekaar nie. Julle hemelse Vader sorg vir hulle. Is julle nie baie meer werd as hulle nie?
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
180 degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit 729 AM. Bible quiz. So we just got into the Mystery Bible Quiz section of the show, you guys. And we had a fantastic interview. It was so fun. It was so fantastic. If you guys want to listen to it again, and I really think you should, you can check it out on our podcast, which is www.kpulpit.co.za. You guys don't want to miss this one. We're in the Mystery Bible Quiz section of the show, and Inga's just here to ask the question.
Awesome, awesome. So our mystery Bible question goes like this. Who transfigured with Jesus on the mountain?
Transfigured, that's a big word.
I know. I've been practicing.
Like, just hearing it, my brain is like, how would you pronounce that? Wow, that's insane. But if you guys have any idea what the answer is, we would love it if you WhatsApped us at 081-729-1657. Yeah. Or alternatively, you can send us an SMS at 37988. We would love to hear from you. But now let's just listen to Head to the Heart by United Pursuit.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
Oh, that's right.
So, today's happy health tips are just some simple wellness tips for healthy living. We'll start off by number one, which is drink a glass of water first thing in the morning. So coffee is great, but it's the best start to your day by rehydrating with a full glass of water. Hydrating first thing in the morning helps to aid digestion and to enhance skin health and boost energy. Number two, take the stairs. Taking the stairs instead of the elevator is a simple way to get a little more physical activity in your daily life. I must confess, when we come to the studio, I'm always using the stairs.
Same, but
always.
For me, it's mostly because the elevator is mostly out of service. Like it was
out
today.
Of order.
I was like, oh my, like, I guess I gotta be healthy today. No choice.
Number three, make half your plate veggies. A simple hack for healthy eating and for portion control is to make half your plate veggies at each meal. The veggies pack in essential vitamins, minerals, and other important minerals for healthy living. Number four, get a fitness tracker and track your steps. Using a fitness tracker like a Fitbit or Apple Watch to track your steps is an easy way to make sure that you're getting enough physical activity each day. You know, I actually told my husband he needs to get me an Apple Watch so that I can start working out.
He should. Like, I second that. Like, I don't even work out that much, but I feel like having an Apple Watch would make me want to work out, you know?
Like, and it will like encourage you.
Yeah. And it's like when I look at it and I'm like, oh my, only 100 steps today. That's not good.
Exactly.
It might shame me into changing.
True. Number five, switch to non-toxic household cleaning products. So conventional household cleaning products are full of harmful chemical ingredients that are not good for our health. That is one way of healthy living. Wow. And number six, use non-toxic skincare and personal care products. So this is for those of you that are doing, you know, healthy skin and skin routines. Similar to cleaning products, the conventional skincare and personal care products are formulated with toxic ingredients. And we should not regularly let it absorb into our body's largest organ, which is the skin.
Facts, no printer, Inga. Facts, no printer.
So those are some of the happy health tips for this December.
Yeah, I'm really excited to take them into practice, to walk more. I'm already drinking water more. And I feel like with summer coming around, it is especially important to stay hydrated as well.
Yes.
So yeah.
Stay hydrated, folks.
Indeed. Now, before we say goodbye, I believe we have an answer for the people. The people sent in questions and we need to confirm whether they were correct or if they need to go back to Sunday school.
So the Bible quiz question was, who transfigured with Jesus on the mountain? And the answer can be found, you know me, I really don't like to keep you in suspense. And the answer can be found in Matthew 17, verse 2 to 8. The answer is Moses and Elijah.
Wow. To all of you guys who guessed that correctly, you, well, let's just say you probably passed Sunday school with flying colors, and we're so excited for you guys. And just like that, we are at the bottom of the hour, you guys. It's crazy. Like, it's it's 7 minutes to eight. We had a fun interview, a great chat with an influential, very inspiring lady, Mama K. We can't wait to bring her on next year. We got some funky, happy health tips. We had a nice groovy movie that was very nostalgic and inspired a few of you guys to go watch The Roast. But yeah, this was really fun, and it was lovely having you here, Inga, on Zoom. I miss you, though.
Thank you. It was lovely being here. Even though I couldn't be there in person, I always love being there in voice.
Yes, in spirit. Really. Love that, too.
Girl.
Yes. But yeah, for now, this has been 180 Degrees. Signing out.
Signing out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.